Whether you're planning the trip of a lifetime or just a weekend getaway, the Fox World Travel Show will be your guide. On WTMJ.
Good morning to you. Good morning to Rose Gray. And wow, we got both of you here today. Andrea, how are you?
I'm good. It's a 2-for-1 deal today.
That's a surprise. How are you guys?
Really good. I have to tell you that there so much is happening at Fox World Travel that in talking to Andrea yesterday, I said, this is too much. Can you just come along and say it yourself? Because I'll mess something up. I know it. So,
and I only like to come when I get to deliver fun, good news.
Yeah.
Oh, so we got fun, good news this week.
Pretty much good news. I don't know. So you want to start with Wavemakers?
Sure. Yeah. So our good partners, ALG, which is the Apple Leisure Group. So they own Funjet Vacations, Apple Vacations, United Vacations, Southwest Vacations, kind of all of our big partners. They have this designation that they give every year to their top 1,000 travel advisors in the country. It's called Wavemakers.
Okay.
And we got 18 of those spots this year.
Wow.
Yeah,
18 of our frontline travel advisors that you talk to when you make your reservations for a vacation got that award. But then there's more.
And then they have another designation called Wavemaker Plus, which they only give to their top 150 advisors throughout the country. And we did get one of those spots as well. So big shout out to Tammy in our Fond du Lac office. She does a lot of business with ALG. She does a lot of Fun and Sun, Mexico, Caribbean, all-inclusive, which is kind of what Apple Vacation specializes in. They do a lot more than just that. But they're one of our top partners. We love them. They love us. And I'm really glad that we have 19 of our advisors that were able to get that designation this year.
That's a pretty big deal. And part of that has to do with the big July sale. And for those of you who've worked with Fox World Travel for a long time, you know to expect a big Apple Vacation sale every July. And you're working on that already, right? Am I speaking out of school here, Andrea? I hope not.
No, it's never too early to start planning for something like that. We actually just started working with our partners at ALG to just kind of start the basics. It's never too early for us to start that planning. But yeah, we're always very mindful of dates when those nonstop charters are launched every single year for peak travel season, which typically Christmas through Easter. Talks have begun. So definitely more to come on the July sale.
Yeah, so that's that. And then something else exciting is happening on Monday. You are starting a new class, and you want to talk a little bit about, I don't even want to give it a name because I'll mess that up too. So
we're still working on a name, actually. But it's our vacation travel new to industry class. This is our third year that we've done this. I know we've featured Morgan and Emily and a few of the other previous class graduates that we've had to go through that class. We put a lot of time and energy and effort in bringing in people who have a really strong passion for sales, passion for travel, passion for customer service, but really don't know how to get their foot in the door. We have an 8-week training program. The world's a really big place, so there's no way we can teach them everything in 8 weeks, but we cram in as much as we possibly can. So we have 7 new to industry associates that are starting on Monday. I have a big hand in that class working with our learning and development team, but yeah, really just focused really hard on those 8 weeks, getting them up, and then we put them in our physical branch locations and then they can start helping.
Okay. And don't forget, I'm going to be watching Isaac and you. If we run long and we have to go to a break, we continue on with more good news. Our Saturday hours are over. We announced that last week. And so why is that? People sent emails and texts and asked is because it's a seasonal thing. We're very, very busy. And this has been for our entire, the travel industry in general, January, February, March, especially in cold climates, is very, very busy during that time. And we wanted to open up offices and hours for an additional time for people to meet with our advisors. But Andrea, quite honestly, virtual appointments and virtual chats and online inquiries are really the way to go.
Yeah, we're always working to find ways that we can better serve our clients, our travelers, whenever we can. And it used to be that, you know, you had to come into an office and meet with somebody and sit down to get your questions answered. But now that we offer the virtual appointments where we can do a virtual cameras on if you want to virtually meet with somebody. We have chat features on our website. We have online inquiries that you can submit, and we do a lot via email. So really, it's whenever it's convenient for our travelers.
So with that said, can you give us a little insight into what's going on with the Greenfield-Brookfield merger?
Yeah, absolutely. So this is the last week that our Greenfield office will be physically open for appointments. We have made the decision after a lot of research and data and heat maps and things like that, that we can better serve our Milwaukee clients by merging with our Brookfield office. So on Monday the 17th, we will have our Greenfield teams and our Brookfield teams merged together. It's just a way to kind of offer a more expansive team in that market. And again, most of the clients that were coming into the Greenfield office, Brookfield is still a drivable distance for them. So this allows for a larger team, again, to serve everybody in whatever way works for them, whether that's chat, virtual, email, phone, walk-in appointments, anything like that as well. So Monday the 17th will be the first day that that happens.
And where is that location exactly?
That is actually in Brookfield Square Mall.
Okay.
Yeah. And we know there's a lot of construction getting there. I went there Monday, and it's a lot of construction, but the entire city is a lot of construction. So get over it.
You know what's amazing to me? How much construction goes on, and yet the roads are terrible in Milwaukee.
Yeah, what's up with that? But maybe when this is all over, if it is all over, we'll have the best roads in the system. I don't know. I mean, coming from Sheboygan County is just a treat every Saturday because it's, wow, what a mess. What an incredible mess. So that's kind of all the news you need with regard to Fox World Travel's vacation department and what's happening. And I just wanted to make sure I had all my information correct, and what better way to do that? Than to get it directly from the director of vacation, because I knew I was going to mess something up and I'd be getting a text message saying, that's not right. So,
well, all right. We're off to a good start with a lot of great news. And we've got two experts sitting in studio today ready to answer your questions and talk travel. 855-616-1620, the old National Bank talk and text line. It is the Fox World Travel Show. Andrea and Rose both here today on WTMJ.
Planning a vacation? We've got you covered. You're listening to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Happy Easter weekend to you. Thanks for spending it with us this morning. The Old National Bank talk and text line is 855-616-1620. Dayton Kane, Rose Gray, Andrea Pratarelli here. It's a full crew today taking your calls and texts. Let's go right over to John in Milwaukee. Good morning, John. What's your question?
Good morning. I'm trying to plan a cruise for the second week of January, probably for 20 people in the Caribbean, 4 or 5 nights. And I'm just curious if I can get insights between which cruise line. I always hear Carnival's the cheapest, but also the worst rated. So I'm just getting your opinion on a reasonable, which one would you recommend to go for?
Well,
a family of 20 people.
I can't disagree with your assessment about Carnival. I'll just stay away from that. I mean, the old adage, you get what you pay for, is very true. Carnival serves lots of people. And so I'm very careful not to say disparaging thing about Carnival in general. Keep in mind, Carnival Corp also owns Holland America and Princess and Windstar and lots of other cruise lines as well. So, you know, they must be doing something right. But are there children going along, John?
Yes.
Okay. And how old are these kids?
Some could be 7 to 10. Most everyone else is adults, but 7 to 10
okay.
For a couple of them.
And I looked over at Andrea, and our eyes locked, and we immediately mouthed the same answer, which is Royal Caribbean.
Okay.
I'll tell you why. Because depending on your itinerary, you're going to have some days at sea. It's almost impossible to do a cruise where you do a port every day. So you are going to have some days at sea. And days at sea for grown-ups sometimes can be very lounging and very relaxing, and cocktails can be involved and things like that. But for kids, sometimes they get a little anxious, and they get a little antsy, and they want to do stuff. And depending on the itinerary in the ship, we are talking about things for kids like, help me out here, flow riders and rock climbing and
bumper cars, mini golf. The entertainment on Royal Caribbean is honestly just out of this world. The kids' programs that they have there are absolutely phenomenal. I've been on a big celebrity kick lately. I think celebrity would be a good second option for you. But
and knowing, that's the same company, essentially.
Right. Royal Caribbean and Celebrity are owned by the same company, but two very different companies. And I think if it's a 4 to 5 night Caribbean, you have kids of that age, I really would kind of narrow my efforts in on Royal Caribbean specifically. I think you're going to find really great itineraries. Their ships are just absolutely phenomenal.
And there's a ship for everybody. Some people look at those big new mega ships that are, what, 6,000 passengers and freak out. And I get that. I understand that. The very first time I was on the Oasis of the Seas, which at the time was the biggest ship on the waters, I had a little chip on my shoulder and thought to myself, I bet I'm not going to like this because it's going to be way too big. But they've got interactive screens all over the ship where you literally can say, I am here. I want to go there. What's the most what's the fastest route? I want to eat at this restaurant. What's the waiting line? I mean, that kind of interaction on the ship. So I think for what you're looking for, you're probably going to be happiest with a Royal Caribbean selection. Sound good?
Is there any Royal Caribbean ship that you feel is outdated that you would avoid, or just any Royal Caribbean would be fine?
I would, if you can, look at like the Oasis class ships. Those are, they're big, but they're not like icon big. That's their newest ship. And they have it, even though they're big ships, they're very, like they have neighborhoods. Like they have the Central Park neighborhood. And it's very well done, so you don't feel like you're getting lost or that you're overwhelmed. Like Rose said, the technology on there is absolutely phenomenal. It makes things very easy to kind of get around. So lots of ships. It kind of just depends on the itinerary that you're looking for of where they sail. But if you can, look at the Oasis class.
And then I also want to put a plug in for this. You want to probably reach out to Fox, because if you have 5 cabins or more, which you will with a family of that size, you're entitled or you're eligible for what we call a group. And there are perks and benefits to having a group. And we have, you'll start out working with an advisor, and then they'll turn this over to our group department. Your advisor will still manage your booking and take your payments and all that kind of thing. But the group department is the one that knows. And you hear Colleen on the air some days, and that's the department she works on. They are the ones that would get you what they call amenities. They would get you the things that you earned because you have that many people on board.
Thank you.
Does that make sense? Right. Okay, thanks, John.
Great question, John. Thank you for calling in. It is the Fox World Travel Show, the old National Bank talk and text line, 855-616-1620. Rose Gray, Andrea Pratarelli here. My name is Dayton Kane. Thanks for joining us this morning on WTMJ.
Take your travel tips from the travel experts. Welcome back to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Let's cruise. It was Cruise by Florida
okay,
Georgia
I was
Line.
Like, okay, that, but that's Isaac is always asking, what funk music should I play? What do you want? And we always try to think of things, and I didn't have a theme today. So thanks for having a theme, Isaac.
There you go.
Always got our back.
The Old National Bank talking text line, 855-616-1620. Can you recommend an all-inclusive resort for couples in Huatuco?
Again, Andrea and I looked at the text question, and our eyes locked, and we both said Secrets. So Dreams and Secrets are, help me out here,
Well, we used to call them AMR.
Okay, sorry.
Now we call them HIC, which is Hyatt Inclusive Collection, because they've recently been bought out by Hyatt. So Secrets, Dreams, Breathless, Sunscape, those are all now considered part of the HIC brand or Hyatt Inclusive Collection.
Right. And so we love them. And we love them because they deliver amazing service. Their cuisine is fabulous. And Dreams is the family version of Secrets, which is adults only. It doesn't have to be couples necessarily, but adults only. And the vibe is a little bit different. You know what it's like when you have kids along and when you don't have kids along. And so, yeah, Secrets for sure.
Interesting. We have a text here that just says that they were tipping generously on their last trip because they found out that they didn't have a stimulus package in the country. You know, we all got stimulus a little bit throughout the years, like when that all was going on. Just something to talk about. So when you go to a country, we always get this conversation. My all-inclusive includes tips. Does it? Does it not? Should I?
My answer would be that we say your all-inclusive package includes general gratuities. So The problem, though, that I have with that as an American is that you, if the general gratuities were actually going back to the staff, that would be one thing. I think they're just going to the owner's pockets, probably. So I like to go out of my way to give gratuities when good service is delivered to me. So that doesn't mean like when you're eating at a restaurant here that you're tipping, you know, 18-20%. If you left a five at a nice sit down restaurant, that would be more than appreciated that they have. A couple dollars here or there goes a really long way when you're at those all-inclusives.
Well, and I think the thing to think about is because we had quite a lot of conversations about tipping our cab drivers when we were in Mexico. And here's the thing. I was only there for 2 weeks. I get it. If you're going to stay for 3 months or something like that, you may behave differently. You're living there essentially. Right. I'm on vacation. I have a pretty good life. They don't have such a good life. I can afford to tip you. And if you do, in fact, give me good service, I will reward you for that. And sometimes it's not even exemplary service. It's just pretty good service because they work really hard. They work 7 days a week in some cases. And I'm not supposed to call them third world countries anymore. I'm supposed to call them developing nations. That I've been corrected several times by listeners. These developing nations can only develop if they have an economic background, right? A backbone. So I don't have a problem with it. One thing I will say, Andrea, that I do, you said we tip when we get good service. At an all-inclusive, I still sometimes will tip prior to me receiving that good service.
Oh, absolutely.
Because I want that guy to keep bringing me the drinks.
Yeah, my trick that I give to everybody is like the day you get there, you go to the swim-up bar and you show him your mug and you say, here's a 20 anytime you see this mug. And then they're giving you great service. So yeah, tipping beforehand always kind of helps.
A little different at an all-inclusive.
Does it make a difference to have a fancy mug versus just a normal mug?
I think a blingy mug.
Like one that stands out.
Yes.
So when they see it coming from across the pool and it's sparkling and sending off rays, they know that you're on your way.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. Another text here at 855-616-1620. What is going on with the Skagway port? Holland canceled that stop in May.
Yeah, they're working on it. When I was there in August, one pier had completely fallen apart or was no longer able to accept a ship, and another one went down while we were there. So they're working really hard to fix that, and I believe that is priority one where they're concerned, because that's a huge port for them.
Right.
Huge port. So I don't know the current status of that right now, but you can believe that as they're going to be opening up for customers in like a month and a week, that's top of mind. That's what they're working on right now.
All right. We've got two people here this week. Rose and Andrea, ready to answer your questions. We're talking travel on the Fox World Travel Show. The Old National Bank talking text line, 855-616-1620. Now we go over to the WTMJ Breaking News Center with Wyatt Barmore-Pooley. Good morning, Wyatt.
Plan a perfect vacation, no matter your budget. This is the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Rose and Andrea both here today. My name's Dayton Kane. It is Easter weekend. Lots of egg hunts and brunches. Are you guys have any big plans for the Easter?
Yeah, there might be an egg hunt in our future.
Nice.
Yeah.
So before we went into the break, we were talking about the Skagway port, and we got an update on that.
Yeah, so this is why I love all my teammates. So Colleen texted me and said, Holland America only canceled Skagway on 14-day itineraries. Our groups are all still good for Skagway.
Okay,
so we're good there. The other thing is I need to give a shout out. I spoke to the GE retirees at the machine shed on Thursday, and I had a great time. That was my first in-person event alone since COVID.
Wow, yeah. Long time. Huh?
I used to do 8 a year or so. And yeah, so that was, so thank you for having me. It was delightful meeting everybody. And some of them actually said, Dayton, they had never heard of the Fox World Travel Show.
What?
I know, but I know they're listening now.
Okay.
I know they're listening now.
I hope so. My goodness. 855-616-1620 is the Old National Bank talk and text line. Text here says, I'm wondering if Rose can recommend a one-day tour of the beaches of Normandy. We're going to be staying in Paris.
Yes. So you can actually do that. John Mercure did it. You can take a train up to the beaches of Normandy, or you can book with a company called Viator, and some of those tours actually leave directly from Paris and put you on a van and take you up there for a day trip. Viator, V-I-A-T-O-R. There's another way you can do it if money is no object. We do have a couple of destination management companies that we could offer, and they would actually have a private tour for you. So if that's in your wheelhouse, reach out to us and I can give you more information. But if you're cool with a shared experience, Viator would be the one I would recommend.
All right. We're going to Alaska in June and want to book a day trip boat cruise to the Kenji Fjords. How soon in advance do you recommend booking that? Also looking to do a flight scene plane to Denali.
Dayton, that's Kenai Fjords.
Kenai. It was spelled Kenji.
I know, but it's Kenai, so we're correcting that. I would book my excursions as soon as I knew for sure that they were available and that I was going, because this is going to be a very, very busy Alaska season. Very busy. Again, we're still making up for COVID people, for COVID cancellations.
Right.
And the Kenai Fjords trip is a very, very popular trip. So I would book that probably as sooner rather than later. And as far as, what was the second part of that one? The flight scene.
Yeah, to Denali.
Again.
Did I say that one right?
You did Denali. Remember, that used to be Mount McKinley, and now it's Denali, because they renamed it the Athabascan word for the mountain.
Okay.
Yeah. Obama did that. President Obama did that. He did that. So here's the thing. That one, I'm conflicted about that. I would still book it. If the weather's not good, they will refund you money instantly, but if you only have a small window of time to do that, I might get that one done as well. I do know a lot of our guests on our groups wait till we get to Denali to see what the weather is like to book that flight scene.
Oh, yeah. True.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. So another one here. Do you know what's going on with the Southwest airline changes? Recent boarding position change at Southwest Airlines.
Did you hear anything about this? No.
No.
Maybe the texter will give us more information.
He said they're splitting up people on the same reservation, even with the early bird boarding. Do you have a special contact at Southwest?
Oh, wow.
What does that mean?
So for those of you who are not familiar with Southwest boarding practices, what basically happens is this. You make a reservation, and if you do not pay for early bird check-in, which this texter says that they're splitting those people up, which I believe is up to $25 now. It was 15 to 25,
depending
on short hauls. If you're doing midway to Detroit or something like that, I think it's 15. But on a normal flight, it's $25 for pre.
My only thought is that maybe they booked them like separately. Like if Rose booked her trip today and then I booked mine tomorrow, we have separate record locators. And even if we bought early bird check-in, depending on when we bought our flights, that's when early bird is determined in what your boarding pass is. So my only thought is maybe they weren't booked on the same record.
Right. Because sometimes we have people who, Southwest has all kinds of promotions too. Like they'll have a companion pass, or we have lots of people that went out and got Southwest Visa cards and they've got oodles and oodles of points. And if you book two of your people on points and two of your people as paid tickets,
right,
those are two separate reservations. Maybe that's what's going on. I don't know. Texter, if you have more insight, you feel free to give us a call. We can discuss it.
Call 855-616-1620. That's the old National Bank talking text line. So we have no Saturday hours anymore moving forward until next winter, I'm assuming.
Yes.
Well, how do people get in touch with you guys?
So 866-GO-FOX-GO is probably the best way to do it. But there are other ways. On our website, you will find at the header of our website, contact us. And that is how you can contact us for everything. It's not just a vacation inquiry. It could be other things as well. But contact us. Give us as much information as you can. If you just say to us, we're thinking about going to Cozumel. That's it. Now we've got to reach back out to you and say, how many people? When are you traveling? Are you looking for an all-inclusive? All that. So the more information you can provide in that initial inquiry, the better response you're going to get from us.
Right.
Yeah.
So that's the contact us page. 866-GO-FOX-GO during the week, 9 to 5, 8 to 5.
9 to 5. And it's honestly, we're slowing down a bit. Am I allowed to say that, Andrea, or are you going to yell at me?
No, you just jinxed it.
Okay,
now.
Great. Because it spring
break. Now it's going to get crazy.
Yeah, I know. But we're not seeing a big dip this year. That's the whole thing. It just, there used to be a little gap before we started into European summer travel, and it's not happening this year.
Yeah, we used to say in the travel industry it was feast or famine, because it would be low season or high season, depending, especially in this area, like Rose said earlier, in the Midwest. I mean, everybody wants to get out when it's cold. And in the last 3 years, I mean, really, it's just been consistently busy. The demand for travel is just incredibly high. The availability tends to still be a little lower than what we've seen in the past. It's just been consistent, which is
so good. That segued right into something I wanted to say. I used to look at the TSA numbers every day during COVID because I had nothing else to do, apparently. So TSA numbers for the 6th of April, 2019, were 2,487,000 plus a couple more. 2,487,000. The same day in 2023, 2,508,000. So about four or five times in the month of March, 2023 exceeded 2019. 2019 is our benchmark. That's where we want to get back to. That was the golden year. That was the year we were just blown away by how well we were doing. And then COVID hit, and now we're building ourselves back up for that. But the demand is incredible. United Airlines is going to start flying to 110 international destinations. The airlines also realize that they've got a problem with staffing. They've got a problem with crew. So you know what they're doing? They're ordering bigger planes. If we can't get the crew, we'll just put more people on the planes, right, and service it that way. So
makes sense.
They're doing everything they possibly can to accommodate this pent-up demand from people that want to travel. And Fox World Travel is here to make that happen. Make sure that you are getting what you want. We talked a little bit off the air. I like to call Fox World Travel a fiduciary, just like Dave Spano at Annex Wealth Management. We charge a fee. We're not ashamed of that. It's not something we hide, because it's not a secret. We get paid commission from our vendors. But we also want to make sure that we're giving you the best vacation experience. And in order to do that, we don't want to be tied to a limited number of vendors that we rely on for our commission. We want to give you that best experience. And if that means going outside of maybe the four or five that another company would recommend, we want to do that. We want to be able to say, I don't think this is right for you. I've got a different product. Let's look at that. We want to be consultants. We want to be advisors. We want to help you come up with the best possible vacation experience, because time is precious. And these people who are coming to us to make memories with their families are relying on us to give them that vacation experience.
And you think back to your life, some of the most best memories that you have are those travel times you spent with your family. So it makes sense to do it right.
I completely agree. And again, sometimes we have to be budget conscious. I get that. But at what cost? How cheap does a bad vacation have to be before you accept it? Right?
It is the Fox World Travel Show, the Old National Bank talk and text line, 855-616-1620. We'll be right back on WTMJ.
Gotta get away? No one does it better. Back to more of the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
We are with Rose and Andrea both today on the Fox World Travel Show. My name's Dayton. Thanks for joining us. The Old National Bank talk and text line is 855-616-1620. Let's go over to Judy in Menasha. Good morning, Judy. What's your question?
Good morning. Love Fox Travel. Love it. Love it.
Aww.
But my specific question is the weather, the middle of May, end of May in Paris.
So
I know I can Google it, but I was listening.
So think about mid to high 60s for your high, and probably 50 would be your low, probably.
Okay, yeah. Perfect.
It's very similar. We're on the same latitudinal line pretty much as that. So they have pretty similar weather. The one thing you'll notice is that, of course, it's not quite as damp feeling there. So
that would be nice.
And you'll see lots of flowers blooming and things like that. That's why they wrote a song, I Love Paris in the Springtime.
Exactly. All right. And now we'll break into song. Yeah.
Exactly.
From Menasha, I've worked with Appleton and Fond du Lac, Oshkosh and Appleton, and recently went on a cruise that they booked through Fox, and I was able to harass the ladies in Fond du Lac also.
Oh,
because
fabulous.
I obsessed just before traveling, you know. So, you know,
that's okay.
I qualify everything.
We have therapy for that.
Oh, all right. Well, good. Yeah. So, I mean, when she said, "Oh, we've gone through Fox," I'm like, "Oh my gosh, I love Fox." You know.
Aww.
So, yeah. So now Fond du Lac is in my contacts too. So you are great, and
I
try and listen to you every Saturday morning. So
thank you
so much.
Thanks, Judy. Thanks for calling from Menasha. Have a great Easter weekend. Let's go to Janet in Menominee Falls. Good morning, Janet. What's your question?
Good morning, Andrea, Dayton, and Rose. Well, last fall, we were in Huatulco, Mexico, on a repositioning cruise through the Panama Canal, and we stopped at a little restaurant right on the beach. We had been told through the lectures the day before on our cruise that the conversion rate was 20-1. When we got our bill, it was higher than we expected, so we questioned the waiter, who said, no, they use 15-1. And then we said, well, this includes the tip, right? Oh, no, this doesn't include the tip. So we paid it. But my question is, what would you do in a situation like that?
Well, sadly, they kind of have you in a position where you don't have much of a choice, because if you don't pay it, there's going to be some kind of legal squabble going on, and that's not that much fun. When you did the math later, do you have any idea what difference there was? Was it $10? Was it $20? Was it, you know, $50? What did you think the difference was?
I would say about $20.
Yeah. I think for $20, I would have said lesson learned, paid it, and walked away. I had a kind of similar situation. Mine wasn't quite $20, but the currency converter I was using on my phone when I was in Mexico just 10 days ago or so was showing that it was supposed to be 17. And the currency conversion they were using at the golf course we were at was 19. And so we paid them in U.S. dollars what we thought was right. And then we had to pay separately for the golf course. That was a whole nother story I won't get into. But they chased us down on the golf course for 2.5 U.S. dollars. So, yeah.
The other thing to keep in mind, too, is this is I'm going to come to the defense of the cruise line a little bit. Sometimes it's just easier to round up for us. So, like right now, I just Googled it, what the conversion is, and it's 18.13. So if somebody asked me what's the conversion, I probably would say 1 to 20 as well. Just because, like, if you're out shopping or if you're doing something, like, to do simple math, you'd have to have a calculator to do 1 to 18.13. So lots of times, like, we used to say it's 1 to 15, it's 1 to 20. So they might have just been rounding up on the cruise ship. But each day, I mean, I've been at hotels too where above the lobby in the hotel, like, they have the actual that day's government conversion. And I've seen it change from day to day. So while you were on the ship, it could have also potentially changed as well. $20 worth, it seems a little high, but maybe the restaurant just didn't have the most up-to-date.
Yeah, and here's the thing. Was it a little local restaurant or was it a pretty big restaurant?
Well, it was right on the beach.
Yeah.
And I would say they set up umbrellas and we had a table under this umbrella. So I felt like it was a pretty big operation.
Yeah.
But it's also Mexico.
Right.
And so I mean, we did pay it. We walked away. We didn't squabble. But
right.
We were just surprised and didn't know. But should we have asked before we walked in the restaurant what's the conversion rate, or we just didn't. We just
right.
walked in, ate the food, and like you said, what
right.
choices do you really have?
And here's my question also. Do you know if they took credit cards?
Well, we were advised, actually, we did have credit cards, but we paid cash. We were advised that not to really use cash if at all possible, because once they have your credit card number, who knows what they could do
yeah,
with that.
I
the position
I mean, when I travel, I use my credit card almost exclusively because there's some protection there. And also, when you check out with a credit card, they often say, do you want to do this transaction in local currency or U.S. dollars? And then you have the wherewithal to do that as well. So I don't think nobody did anything wrong. I think that what Andrea said is right. I think the cruise company probably just rounded up. I think this little tiny, I mean, it sounded like a big operation, but when you've got local restaurants like this, you never know who's doing the math and that kind of a thing. And I think it was hopefully the food was good and you had a really good experience.
It was a lot of fun. We had a great time. So awesome. I just wondered.
Thanks, Janet. You would say. Appreciate the phone call.
Okay.
Have a great Easter weekend. It is a Fox World Travel Show. We have one more break. When we come back, we'll wrap it up. Thanks for listening to WTMJ this morning.
WTMJ, W277CV, and WKTI HD2 Milwaukee. From the Annex Wealth Management Studios, this is News Radio WTMJ, a Good Karma brand station.
Before you pack your suitcase, hear from the experts. Here's more of the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
So good to have Andrea here this week as well. That hour just flew by, so we only have a couple minutes. Let's wrap it up here.
Yeah, so we know that everybody is patiently waiting for our 2024 groups to come out, and we, like everybody else, are working diligently to get our vendors and our favorite cruise companies and tour companies and river cruise companies to get those done. And they are short-staffed. I have no other way to say it. So we're having a problem getting our stuff back in time, but you should be standing by for some phenomenal 2024 groups that are going to be coming out. I'm excited about some that I'm going to be announcing. Colleen's very excited about some that she's going to be announcing. So be patient with us. Stay tuned. It will be worth the wait, I promise.
Fill out that contact us form at foxworldtravel.com. Get all your information in so they know what you're looking for when that all gets released.
Absolutely. And happy Passover and happy Easter to everybody, right?
Yes. Have all a great couple of weeks. I'm not here next week. So
Libby's in.
I'm in for Libby tomorrow. Libby's in for me next Saturday.
Right. Well, we'll try to survive without you, Dave.
Oh, you will be just fine.
All right.
Thank you for listening, everyone. Have a great weekend.
The preceding program, the Fox World Travel Show, is paid for in full by Fox World Travel. The advice and opinions expressed during the Fox World Travel Show are solely that of the hosts and guests of Fox World Travel and not WTMJ or Good Karma Brands.